Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Monday, August 4th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Well, we have had activity on the sun, and I would say I think it seems to be kicking up a lot of energy between the earthquakes last week that we experienced, volcanoes going off, and an active sun in conjunction with this planetary alignment that we have coming up. So if you are feeling a little rocked between certain things, I would say it's par for the course, to be totally honest with you. All right, let's get into it. What do we have? Well, the sun is popping. The sun is moving. We had three M-class flares yesterday, and the last time we even had an M-class was on July 12th. So we actually had an M2.9. That was the highest one of those M-class flares yesterday, and it did produce an R1 radio blackout. And that larger flare was from 4168, and that area is showing this increasing complexity. We also did have 17C-class, so there was lots of activity that happened with the solar energy yesterday. I'm so wondering how that impacted you, since we haven't had M-class flares in a while, then all of a sudden, you know, having three of them, what was going on in you? And some of you may have felt that beforehand. You know, sometimes we can feel, I'll call it the calm before the storm, but there's something that's unsettled within us, or sometimes it gives us more energy. Again, it's pretty specific depending upon how it's impacting you. All right, so these M-class flares are considered moderate. There were two CMEs, two coronal mass ejections, that happened yesterday as well. One from a filament eruption, and the other was from that M2.9 flare. So it may be Earth-directed. We don't know, because one of the monitors was offline to tell us if it was. But again, sometimes we can feel it in our body to know if there's that intensity or not. So Area 4168 and 4167 we're watching due to their complexity. So those are two areas to pay attention to. And in regards to expectation that is slated, M-class flares are at 40% for the next 24 hours, and then X-class is at 10%. But again, that could change. It certainly could. All right. KP conditions, we saw between 1 and 4 yesterday. And the 4 probably due to the elevated solar wind, and I'll talk about that in a second. So we're currently at about 2.75, so it is between quiet to slightly unsettled. We could see an increase in that in the geomagnetic conditions, that upping the KP from 8.5 on August 5th to August 6th. So it would just really bring those G1 conditions. We have 4 sunspots facing Earth right now, and that is again Area 4168 and 4167. So we're watching for their complexity. So those are the two that we're really paying attention to. Like I was saying, the solar wind, the average was about 400 kilometers per second, but we did peak at 575 yesterday, and that probably brought the KP up from that coronal hole stream. So we're currently at 475 right now for the solar wind. So again, a little higher than average for solar wind at the moment. I want to talk briefly about earthquakes and volcanoes. So with so much attention on this latest earthquake that occurred last week in Russia, about 90% of the earthquakes occur in the Ring of Fire. So that earthquake was in the Ring of Fire, in the volcano that I talked about the other day, that was in the Ring of Fire also. So 75% of the volcanoes that are active and going off are in that Ring of Fire. Ironically, Kilauea in Hawaii is the most active volcano in the world. So again, just certain things that I think are interesting, and certain things that I think are helpful to know. And in the Kamchatka area, there's about 160 volcanoes in this area, and 29 of those appear to be active. And that, doing research around that, it does appear to be actually normal or somewhat normal for that area. So I just wanted to share that piece. So I think just having some parameters is helpful for us to look at. Speaking of parameters, when looking at the Schumann resonance, it actually looks more baseline right now. It doesn't look like there's anything wild that is currently happening or that was happening within the last 6 to 12 hours. So please remember to go to ietevolve.substack.com to comment or share questions and our wisdom drop for the day. So it seems like this large earthquake has churned the energies up. When you think about it, it's like things that are deep within the ground, things that are deep within us. It's churning, it's moving it, it's uncovering things that maybe haven't been uncovered in a while, and it feels a little uncomfortable. So now we have this coupled with the active sun that was quiet. I mean, we really had a pretty quiet sun for this, I would say, for the height of summer. Really, you know, you've got July 12th through today, or yesterday, August 3rd, being quiet. That's 3 weeks of a quiet sun, and it's summer, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. So very interesting. So it's kicking up the bee's nest while we have this planetary alignment coming up. So one of the things I would say is I would do your best to get some quiet and listen to your deeper self, because with these energies comes emotion, comes deep emotion. And sometimes we may feel things within us that don't feel so good, but we're not real conscious of it. And that doesn't necessarily mean we have to immediately make it conscious. It's just being able to let that emotion come up and roll and flow, and then we can start to make sense of it afterwards. So a little bit of a longer wisdom drop for the day, but I felt like it was needed to be said today. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.